the founding father. James Augustus Alves, pioneering founder of the TTBWA, Trinidad and Tobago Blind Welfare Association, 1883-1969, James Augustus Alves was born in British Guiana, now Guyana, on November 10, 1883. During his childhood, he attended local schools where he obtained an elementary and secondary school education. It was reported that young James Alves suffered injury to his eyes following an accident in a schoolyard, when an unidentified object struck him. He subsequently lost sight in both eyes. In his later teens, Mr. Alves travelled to England where he attended the Royal Normal College for the Blind. His experience at this college provided him with insight into the developments for persons who were blind, taking place internationally. Unfortunately, he encountered difficulties acclimatizing to the English weather and suffered poor health. His doctor advised him to return to the warmer climate of the Caribbean. In 1911, Mr. Alves travelled throughout the English-speaking Caribbean seeking to convince political, business and civic leaders of the need to establish programs and services for the blind. He subsequently decided to settle in Jamaica. However, his stay in Jamaica was short-lived as he encountered roadblocks in his attempts to carry out his work. However, Mr. Alves' efforts did not go unnoticed. A Methodist priest wrote him a letter of recommendation, which he took with him when he journeyed to Trinidad the following year, 1912. In Trinidad, Mr. Alves presented the letter and his ideas to the acting governor, Sir Samuel Knaggs. Mr. Alves was asked to forward his ideas and suggestions to the governor, who was overseas, on his return to office. In the interim, he approached Roman Catholic Bishop Father J.P. Dowling, and Anglican Bishop Father Welsh, for approval and assistance commencing work for the blind in Trinidad and Tobago. Because his ideas were novel, they were viewed with some skepticism by the public, but received encouragement from the clergy. On the return of the governor, Sir George Leigh Hunt, Mr. Alves met with him, the Roman Catholic Archbishop and the Anglican Bishop. At the end of a meeting, it was agreed that before any work commenced, a census of the blind population should be taken. For Mr. Alves, this marked a turning point and provided some hope in his work for the blind. James Augustus Alves' plaque on the wall at the TTBWA's headquarters in Port of Spain. The indefatigable Mr. Alves travelled throughout the island, through towns and villages, by horse-drawn carts and by train, collecting data about persons who were blind. Throughout his journeys, he was accompanied by a young man who acted as his guide and provided assistance as needed. At the end of the survey, Mr. Alves found 533 blind persons, 246 males and 287 females, including 11 children. In December 1913, the government passed an act allowing Mr. Alves to proceed with implementing his ideas, and his goal of creating a meaningful organization began to take shape. On May 18, 1914, the Institute for the Blind opened its doors with six students and Mr. Alves as their teacher. The syllabus consisted of crafts, recreation activities, and reading and writing Braille. The original location was at 43 Edward Street, not far from the present headquarters of the TTBWA at 118 Duke Street. A board of industrial training, appointed by the governor, managed the institute's affairs. In the 1930s, Mr. Alves trained one of his former students as a teacher to assist him. At this time, the number of students started to increase at the school. Miss Christabel Saunston was one of the first teachers at the institute. The work was divided between Miss Saunston, who taught the female students, and Mr. Alves, who taught the male students. It was increasingly difficult for students to travel to and from school each day, and a need for a residence became apparent. In 1926, Miss Audrey Jeffers of Fraser Street, Port of Spain, started the St. Mary's Home for Blind Women and Girls. In 1937, Miss Florabel Saunston, a sister of Christabel Saunston, started the Christabel Saunston Home for Blind Men. The Home for Blind Men ceased operations on May 4, 1978, when it was destroyed by fire. Mr. Alves' relentless efforts formed the basis for which the following further foundations were laid. In 1947, the Institute for the Blind was incorporated by an Act of Parliament by the Government of Trinidad and Tobago. The institute was now renamed the Trinidad and Tobago Blind Welfare Association, and the Board of Industrial Training was replaced by a council, consisting of 30 members, 18 elected by the association and 12 appointed by the government. This act separated the school from the workshop. However, the management of the school still falls under the administration of the association, with the exception of the teachers who are directly responsible to the Ministry of Education. With its new mission statement, the services now offered to the clients of the association include rehabilitation, education and social services. In 1949, the San Fernando branch of the Blind Welfare Association was established. In 1953, the Tobago branch of the Blind Welfare Association came into existence. In January 1952, the School for Blind Children at Paxvale, Santa Cruz was established on leasehold land afforded by Charles Conrad Stolmeyer, where it is presently still located. Primary school and all elementary school subjects are taught there, including Braille, typing, music and recreational activities for the blind. Also, staff members trained in rehabilitation teach mobility and orientation, daily living skills and home management. Children from other Caribbean islands who were blind were also able to attend this school. In 1965, the integration to mainstream schools process was started with 10 students. Mr. Alves died in 1969 and is buried at the La Piraw Cemetery in Port of Spain. The TTBWA pays tribute annually to Mr. Alves for his pioneering work. This information was mostly taken from an article by Jennifer Dorlett Araujo. Top left, 1914 April. Newspaper article announcing meeting on May 5 held by the Committee for Instruction of the Blind, confirming the minutes of April 28 meeting and that the premises at 43 Edward Street, Port of Spain were opened with Miss Williams as the matron. Bottom left, 1914 May. Newspaper article regarding meeting of the committee appointed by the Board of Industrial Training on April 28, 43 Edward Street, Port of Spain, to be rented at 18.00 per month from April 22, 1914. The name Institute for the Blind was recommended by the committee. Wright, 1914 May. Letter to the editor by T.B. Jackson, on secretary listing and thanking those who gave donations to the Institute for the Blind.